97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, Nancy Pelosi became rich by having inside information. She made a fortune with her husband, and I think that's disgraceful. What I do think is Nancy Pelosi should be investigated, because what she has the highest return of anybody practically in the history of Wall Street.
Capital Beat.
Congressman Eric Burleson joining us right now from the 7th Congressional District. And Congressman, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Please tell me you're like on a beach somewhere with your toes in the sand right now.
Not right now. I'm jogging.
Are you really? No kidding.
Yeah, trying to lose some weight.
Hey, man, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes when you're on your recess and actually having some downtime. That's fantastic.
Look, no problem.
So I know there's a debate up there over how people do insider trading. We've suspected it's gone on for years. Where do you stand on all this?
Yeah, so for me, this doesn't impact me whatsoever. Ironically, I was a former investment advisor. I traded stocks since I was old enough to trade stocks. But whenever I got elected, criticism, I just thought, you know, just to do away with all that, I would push all my every dollar I have of myself, my wife, my children, all into index funds.
Okay.
And make that sacrifice. So this bill wouldn't affect me whatsoever, but I do think it's painting with a pretty broad brush, because look, like, I think as long as people are transparent about where their money's going, let the voters decide. But I also think that, you know, by sweeping in every member of Congress to the abuse that Nancy Pelosi has been doing is painting with a pretty broad brush. And the reason is rank and file members of Congress like myself don't have the inside information that Nancy Pelosi has. Like, she's a member of the Gang of Eight. She was able to go into skiff briefings on every topic, period, when it came to the U.S. economy. So she certainly had inside information, but most members don't. And I think I think the reason why the president was concerned is because it paints with such a broad brush that it brings in things like real estate investment trusts and private equity groups, which is what developers need in order to develop. You got to bring in outside funding. And so I think that's why the president was concerned. The irony is that in order to appease the president, they've exempted the president from that part of it, but the rest of members of Congress will have to comply with that. So it's not exactly, I think, the best written bill. I think it could be more narrowly tailored, but at the end of the day, it's not going to impact me whatsoever.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you did make stock trades, you Congressman Bob Onder texted me and said that you still have to file disclosures.
Yeah.
You're supposed to disclose all that anyway under current law.
Yeah, under current law, and that's why I think that this is more political or like a popular topic than it is an actual functional problem.
Okay.
Because whenever if I make a stock trade, and this is the reason why I don't do it, it's already burdensome enough. I have to file paperwork, additional ethics reports, every 30 days after within 30 days of the sale of a transaction. And so because of that, it's just such a pain. I'm not doing it anyway. And
right.
I also just don't want to deal with the headache of the criticism. So I think that this is, it's a little bit of an overkill on this bill, but at the end of the day, and now I repeat, it's not going to affect me either way. The only thing I think is frustrating is my daughters are at an age where they are about where they're wanting to start taking over their, you know, start putting money in aside.
Sure.
They work at Chick-fil-A. They want to put a little bit of money aside. And I have to tell them, because your dad's a member of Congress, you can't buy Ford stock or you can't buy stock in Tesla or whatever. And so it's a mild pain, but it is kind of how broadly this bill deals with things.
So I know Trump the other day called for an investigation into Nancy Pelosi because of the astronomical amount of money that she's made. Would you support an investigation into Pelosi?
Yes, and that's what we should be doing. We have the information. It's all transparent. The public knows what transactions were made by each member. And if something doesn't smell right, investigate it. You know, Pelosi should have been investigated a long time ago. And I think if you were going to ban somebody from being able to make transactions, the people that are members of the Gang of Eight are the ones that have inside information. The rest of us don't have inside information.
Yeah, that's a good point. I want to play a bite and get you to react to it. We're talking to Congressman Eric Burleson here. Here you go.
There are people within the intelligence community who believe that their will is more important than the will of the American people, and will weaponize intelligence by leaking it to their friends within the mainstream media with the intent of undermining President Trump's agenda.
Congressman, that's Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. Every day they keep dropping more and more goods on them in receipts. And then we hear that Kash Patel, the only reason we found the Durham annex reports, the classified annex reports, is because they were in a burn bag getting ready to be destroyed. And now we've been able to dig back through them and find them and get to the truth on this. I mean, I know this seems long overdue, and we've been talking about it for years. Do you believe we're going to see some action out of this against someone at some point?
I hope so. I think somebody needs to do a perp walk. Yeah. And needs to be prosecuted, because what they put this country through, what Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration did, was put this country through 4 years of hell chasing down a bogus claim and impeaching a president. And I think it's treasonous. And I think that somebody ought to be punished for it.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, I don't know where it goes from here, but I heard John Brennan on trying to defend what he was saying. But it seems to me like it's pretty clear. They have emails saying we need to get this rolling because it'll during the campaign, because it will distract from Hillary's email problem. Discussing this publicly or privately, yeah, in emails. Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that you have, you know, non-political people making decisions based on how it's going to impact the campaign in and of itself is not right. But truly, the fact that they were willing to lie and besmirch someone's career and really in a treasonous act, I think is what's why it's so over the top and why they ought to be prosecuted.
What was the deal with the burn bags that Kash Patel found? What's going to be made of those? I don't know that I really heard. I just know he had discovered them.
I don't know yet. But it's telling that the intelligence community is trying to cover its tracks. And that's why I think that the deep state is a lot deeper than what even the Trump administration has uncovered. You hear about 20 people being fired by Pam Bondi's office. It probably needs to be more like 2,000 people. I think the corruption and the rot is a lot deeper than what has been addressed.
Yeah, I think that's very true. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest. So you've got the recess, the time off from the House, lasts up until September, I believe. And when you guys get back up there, you've got to get quite a bit done before to try to get a budget or prevent a government shutdown. Looking into your crystal ball, what do you see happening there?
I see a big CR, or not a big one. I see a continuing resolution.
Okay.
Because I think that it's clear we're not going to pass the 12 appropriation bills. And if we do, what's interesting is you're seeing the moderates and the Democrats pushing to pass a minibus or multiple omnibus bills.
Okay.
And what that means is that they want their earmarks. They want the things in their district. I think Susan Collins has hundreds of millions of dollars going to her district. And so at the end of the day, that's why you're seeing moderates push for a minibus. Ironically, a CR may be our best chance of having of spending less money than we would otherwise.
All right. Well, it's good to know. Hey, listen, we'll let you finish your exercise for the morning, and thanks for giving us some time while you're on vacation.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk again. Congressman Eric Burleson there from the 7th Congressional District stopped his morning jog to do a phone call with us.
Good for him.
Nice.
I know. I said we really genuinely appreciate the fact that you were willing to talk to us still on vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good. And he's like Griff Jenkins, who calls us from his surfing vacation sometimes, which is pretty awesome, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.